Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, who am I? I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 218.
It's the second day of April.
And Creekside with Don and Jan is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Ah, we got it all out.
We did.
We made little crib notes and said, I want to say all these things.
Well, we also wanted to mention, for anyone tuning in to Creekside for the first time or unfamiliar with the Owl Creek Gazette, which we hope that's few and far between.
But those people don't exist.
Just in case, we want to let people know that the Owl Creek Gazette is more than a publication that's local. It really is regional. We distribute the magazine to over 12 counties, 12 or 13. You and I go back and forth on this. I guess we better count it up.
We probably have a larger distribution area than the State Journal Register.
That could be. I don't know.
Yeah. But if you think about it, we're bigger than the Belleville News Democrat in terms of simple distribution area.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
And we are different in that we don't try to be a newspaper. We are a magazine.
That's right. We're features. We love people. We love featuring people. We love talking about people. And we're all about people. People, people, people.
People and places and philosophies and practices. And so we take our magazine to over 100 locations throughout Illinois, like we were saying. And something you always make a point of letting people know, we're intentionally picked up, which is really speaks well for what we do and connecting with individuals who see our magazine sitting on a shelf in one of those 100 plus locations, and they actively go over and pick it up, take it home and read it. And we love that, because oftentimes those people then contact us and say, I like a particular article or an author, or I can't wait to come to your home show, which
is coming up soon. And I want to add to that too. You know, for the first couple of years that we did this, all of those pickups were by accident. Now they're just repeat offenders. They come back for the magazine week after, you know, month after month after month, and they pick it up intentionally, and it's part of a staple diet. You know, I'm glad to see that people want to know when we're out. I'm glad that people.
Well, we hear that often. Yeah. For instance, when we take magazines to the Sunshine House Health Food Store, my brother will always say,
several such and such has been in looking for it.
Yeah,
already.
And libraries will tell us too. Oh, good. We're so glad you're here. So and so just stepped in and said, "Is the Owl Creek Gazette yet here?" So that keeps us going, and we just want to thank our readers, our advertisers, and our listeners. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. Now we want to move on. We've got
home show.
We've got three guests on the podcast tonight. Mark and Debbie Gasser will be joining us, and then Bill Johnson will follow them up. But we've got a list of things we want to mention, about the home show.
Right. We have almost a final list, but let's talk about the presentations and demonstrations that we know that we've got scheduled right off the bat. At 9 o'clock, the doors open. 10 o'clock, Lessons from the Great Depression with Tim Hastings. 10:30, the Zentangle Method with Lois Holthouse and Mary Pennington. At 11 o'clock, Art of Knife Sharpening with John Resbeck. And 11:30 to 1 o'clock is just the lunch period.
Mm-hmm.
Then starting back up again at 1, the Sustainable Backyard Tour with Terry Winkleman. At 2 o'clock, How to Grow Oyster Mushrooms with Charles Ambule. And at 2:30, Emergency Communications with John King. So that is just what's going to happen along with what's happening the whole time. And it's all going to be in the same place. So that's going to be kind of fun. We also, at the same time that the home show is going on, have music going on outside. Mm-hmm. So you can tour the inside and go around and get, you know, your dose of music that you need. You can walk over to the fort, come back, get some more music, and come back in and have a second tour to see who's speaking. That it's a day-long event for the whole thing.
And it's a nice thing, too, if you've got family members that are coming. A whole family may not all be interested in the same thing.
Yeah.
So there is something for everybody throughout the day. Musicians, and when Bill Johnson joins us, he will be telling us what's happening at Hills Fort, and they're just opening up, really, for us for that special day. So anyway, Don, if you want to give a list of the vendors that in addition to the presentations, demonstrations, and music we've got.
So the vendors right off the bat, Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House, they're actually going to start a little early so that the vendors can actually maybe get some breakfast as long as they're there. We've got Ballard Nature Center showing up. We've got Big T's Honey Bee Farm. Buckeye of Greenville will be there. First Cut Custom Sawn Lumber. He'll be he's bringing over his portable sawmill. If you've never seen one of these things in operation, it's the most amazing thing.
Well, and that's something nice to you. Just bumped into him the other day.
Yeah,
and he was saying,
how many logs do you think I ought to bring? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
but more than that, in the sense that that feedback we're talking about, he specifically said to you that people have been contacting him through our mentioning him on the podcast and in the magazine.
Yeah.
And that really does our heart good.
Oh, it does indeed. So make sure you stop by and watch a log getting cut. You know, it's incredible. Highland League of Writers is going to be there. Hometown Chiropractic, Dr. Vince Cole will be there. Hopkins EnviroSafe LLC, a marvelous mosquito treatment from John Hoppe. Jim's Engraving and Woodworking will be there. Look at the feature here in this month's magazine about one of the plaques that he made. You'll get a kick out of that.
And if you don't have a hard copy of the magazine in your hand,
you can get it online.
That's right. OwlCreekGazette.com. Just click on the current issue page.
Yeah. John Rezebeck will be doing a knife sharpening at the table all day long. Bring your knives. You know, nobody's going to stop you from, if you walk through the door with seven butcher knives in your hand, nobody's going to think badly of you. Okay, so go ahead and bring them. Put them in a box if you feel, you know, awkward. The Illinois Humanities will be there. K&R Wireless, one of our sponsors for Creekside. Liberator LLC Rocket Heater will be there. Marine Coin Company, right over there in Marine. Amazing folks, and thank them for being there. Nudge Coffee Roasters will be there, and Nudge is going to do the afternoon shtick on doing the coffee and special treats that they make as well. The Oka Valley Amateur Radio Club will be there with a demonstration table for emergency communications and worldwide communications that they'll be operating right there. You'll hear da-da-da-da, and you'll hear voice communication. Some of that. Pedego Electric Bikes will be there from Edwardsville. Neat bike. This is not hang a motor on a bicycle. This thing is built around the motor. Stacy Rhodes Music Therapy will be there. Rampart Range will be there. Don't be afraid of that. Rampart Range will be there. And they'll bring leather. They'll bring holsters. They'll bring supplies.
Part
of self-reliance. Mm-hmm. You want to go out and shoot a critter? Shoot a critter. I'll show you how. Renewal Windows and Doors by Anderson. Testaments, the Oral History Writing Service will be there. Terramotter Massage and Botanicals, TikTok Energy, TNT RV and Generator Services, showing Kohler Whole House Generator Systems. Steel Wolves Forge. When's the last time you've seen anybody actually work with steel? The Sustainable Backyard Tour will be there. United Rentals. Think about going and doing this, the second story on a house. How do you do that? You do it safely off a ladder, not near as safe as you can do on a bucket. Rent it from United Rentals. Val Gaffner's Photography and Woodworking. Val's photography's been on the last three covers. Wayne's Market will be there doing their mushroom shtick.
And they're also going to be having salads and maybe some other things.
Along, yeah. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wooden Stuff will be there. And then rounding out this list, because they're not A, they're Z, Zentangle. That's
have everything from A to Z. Yeah,
you betcha.
Adam Brothers to Zentangle. I don't know why we haven't been promoting it that way, Don. That's perfect.
What a shtick.
Yeah.
And now listen to this. Here's the music lineup. Tom and CJ. You've seen them in churches around town, around the area. John Crouch, The Greyhounds. 12 o'clock will be Wildflower Conspiracy. 12:30, Elastic Waistband. That's Swamp and It's the elastic waistband. Mm-hmm. Craig Baumberger's Wild Weasel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Bill Poss will be starring at 1 o'clock. Then 1:30's Rural Rights Revival, 2 o'clock. Garrett Burris, 3 o'clock. Taylor Steele, 2:30 rather. Taylor Steele. And at 3 o'clock, Stacy Rhodes.
Right. And look in this April issue. We've got all that in there with the schedule. So that's really cool. And we've also want to name our sponsors before we move along.
Absolutely.
Too,
Buckeye of Greenville and Bradford National Bank celebrating 150 years of banking here in Bond County. You know, it's an amazing, their anniversaries are lining mm-hmm. up with the bicentennial. And not only the bicentennial, the bicentennial celebration of Bond County.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sunshine House Health Food Store, 420 West Gallatin in Vandalia.
That's right. So now we've kind of thrown all that at you.
Thrown out, yeah.
And we want to,
I want to read a commercial. This is a commercial that has not gotten on the air and probably won't because it's a 30-second commercial, but that's okay. We're having a home show, Sustainability and Self-Reliance, the Basic Theme, Saturday, April 8th, 9 to 4, located at the Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville. If you like music, vendors, demonstrations, if you like beekeeping, unkinking your back, growing mushrooms, sharpening skills, blacksmithing, cast iron cooking, door prices, and Hills Fort. Get your tickets now. $7.50 in advance, $10 at the door. Get those tickets at Adam Brothers and Terra Mater here in Greenville, Nudge Coffee Roasters in Highland, the Sunshine House in Vandalia, and at America's Groove Record Store in Effingham, Illinois. Or call 618-580-8766.
Absolutely. Sometimes we forget to give our phone number on the podcast. So people are more than welcome to call us about tickets, about questions they have. There's still a little bit of room. If you want to be a vendor, we might be able to squeeze you in. So, you know, just give us a call.
I got a shoehorn.
Tom's got a shoehorn, folks. He can squeeze you in. So anyway.
And we got United Rentals. I mean, we'll make some room.
They can help us squeeze.
They got an end loader.
Okay.
Bush.
So let's go ahead and jump right into our interviews with our guest tonight. And here we go.
Mark and Debbie Gasser are here. And we're gonna be bringing some cast iron cooking to the home show at American Farm Heritage Museum, April 8th. Debbie and Mark are quite adept since 2010, I believe it is, at cast iron cooking, at least. So, hi. How you doing, folks?
And welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Well, when we started putting together the whole idea of preparing a meal of some kind for this year's event, we thought of you guys right off the bat. And we've followed you on Facebook, seen so many of your pictures of when you're camping with your family or just an outing, and you always have those, I started to say,
yeah,
crockpots.
We'll let everyone in on a joke.
It's
that
an
I
inside
have,
joke.
Yes, an inside joke. I accuse you guys of doing crockpot cooking.
And I do that occasionally.
You do, but it's not what you're doing at the home show.
No.
It's cast iron. So why don't you tell us a little bit about when you got started and why you decided to prepare your food in cast iron?
Well, we both love to cook. After our kids were raised, we really would have liked to have done it with the kids, but it didn't work out,
mm-hmm.
high school and all that. But after our kids were raised, we decided that we wanted to go start camping. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Mm-hmm. We're going to cook over the fire. If we have to fire up the stove in the camper, we've failed that week.
Yes.
Because there's nothing like the taste of something cooked over an open fire.
So the experimentation, trying different things, learned how to bake bread over the fire, learned how to meal prep all kinds of different meals and desserts. And the
cookies,
one tough
cakes.
One was learning how to make cookies over the fire.
Oh, wow. That
so what kind of cookies do you make there?
If I can make it in the oven in the house,
yeah.
I can make it over the fire.
And that's a good way to look at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes it less intimidating for someone who has never cooked over an open fire,
right.
Unlike we Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts that grew up doing that. I don't know if you guys were Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but yeah. There you go. So what's your favorite meal that you fix, or is there such a thing? Maybe you like them all.
Oh, we try different things. He's made baked steak with mushroom gravy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is really good. He's made salted vinegar potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Those are really good. And just, well...
German skillet.
German skillet.
And another one that's similar is unstuffed cabbage rolls. So it's all cabbage-based and cabbage and meat. And that works real good over the fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have come to think about it. We've run some of your recipes in the magazine before. Mm-hmm. And those were taken from times you were, I think...
Bicentennial, when we were cooking over the fire. The recipes from those meals were published.
The one thing that I like doing outside, I make a trash can turkey, you know, and that upside down metal trash can over the top of a turkey that's over the top of its own basted stuff in a bundt pan upside down, that forms a convection oven that, you know, it feeds on itself after a while. And there's nothing like that bird coming out of that hot box, essentially, is what it is. It's a hot box, and it's outdoors, and it's fed by fire. And it, the oxygen,
tasty and tender.
Oh, it's tasty. Oh, my goodness. And the bird just falls apart. You know, if you take it about 10 minutes too long, the bird will fall completely apart.
Yep.
And I kind of like that. You got to get two big old oven mitts underneath that thing and pull it up off of the support and gently lay it down into a cutting pan and run into the house with it and eat it. It's just marvelous.
Yeah, the crock pot cooking is similar to cast iron cooking in that meats and things like that are cooked in that cast iron, if it's done over a long period of time, they're just as tender as can be.
Mm-hmm. Kind of melt in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, we've asked you guys to make two different things for the home show, and one of them is chicken noodle soup, and we've got, for folks who aren't here, we've got those homemade noodles sitting right in front of us, looking at them and thinking, boy, those are going to be good.
Yes. And, they're tasty dry, too.
You can vouch for that, can't you?
I can vouch for it. I've narked on one already.
And then we've got campfire stew that is really from my mind in Girl Scouting days, and we're just going to turn that recipe over to you guys and let you do some more experimenting and come up with your own version of campfire stew. So those two things, and then you've got breads that you're going to be serving. Tell us a little bit about that.
I have white bread that's an egg bread that really had a lot of good luck with, so we're gonna bake some of that, and then honey whole wheat.
Oh, good.
With Big T's honey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there any other honey for the area?
That's what I look for whenever I buy honey. And those two breads should make everybody happy.
But also we're going to have cornbread made in the cast iron skillet.
Cool.
So it's going to be neat. People will be able to come out and actually see you guys preparing the meals. You'll be dishing up bowls of soup and stew. And so that will be on site, and that's going to be neat, not just served up in a bowl and handed to them, but they'll get to watch you guys in the process too.
The egg bread has got my attention. Most of the white bread that I've ever made has just been yeast, you know, and let it rip. And the egg does what to it? So I'm a neophyte baker when it comes to baking.
It's just egg in the recipe for me.
Okay.
It's a recipe that I'd picked up and I modified to it used sugar and all that nasty stuff, and I've modified it to use honey and
cool.
I've been well pleased with it.
Well, that's what makes a recipe like that. When you make it your own, then it is something special, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, that's what we always tell people when we put recipes in the magazine. It is a recipe that someone has created from a basic recipe that they found maybe on the internet or some family recipe, but they continue to tweak it till it's their own, and that's the kind of recipe we can share and we want to share because, first of all, no copyright infringements, you know, but it's nice that you've actually made it your own, so that's what people are going to see with your soups and your stews and breads when we come out to the home show on April 8th.
My award-winning chili is something that we want to keep as private as we possibly can.
So you can win that award again.
So we can win that award again.
I don't think I've ever made two pots of chili that were exactly the same.
No.
Oh, well.
We just throw things in the pot and...
that's the nature of a decent chili is that it's always unique, but our base of chili remains pretty much the same every time we make it.
Yes.
You know.
But you know, we went over to the Clark Farm and Steve Clark will be one of the musicians playing at the event. And they had a bunch of people they'd invited, and we brought campers and tents, and everybody had a good time. But they had
a chili dump.
A chili dump. And everyone went back to what they had in their campers or what they brought with them in their backpacks. And if it was chili-esque, it went into that pot. And before it was done, we had like, well, I don't know, 25, 30 people's variations added to that pot. It was one good taste.
It was one wicked chili.
Kind of like a Mulligan stew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, something and from Mulligan's, everybody.
And Mulligan's first and second and third cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were all in there. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your setup, because it's really in complete when
it's
it comes
a kit.
To it's a kit. It was a kit that you grew and developed over the years.
A friend of mine had something that was basic and similar, and I took his basic framework, and it's been added onto almost every year with something, whether it's my son's made pieces for it, I've made pieces for it. It's been a work of art in mm-hmm. a sense of, mm-hmm. But we enjoy doing it and growing it. And we keep saying, well, we need this. Okay, well, let's design it.
Yeah.
Let's
well,
make it.
I hate to say this out loud, but you probably already know Steel Wolves Forge is going to be there. So if you need something made up real quick.
Right on the spot.
I keep trying to design an oven that's not a Dutch oven mm-hmm. that I can put over it, that I could bake three loaves of bread at one time rather than baking one loaf of bread at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
I still haven't been able to get it fully designed yet.
Well, if someone was going to start cast iron cooking, would you recommend a particular one or two pieces that would be a good thing for a beginner to start with?
I would say a skillet.
Yeah, learn how to cook with a cast iron skillet mm-hmm. over a stove, because then you have an idea of how to handle it, how to keep it clean, maintain it, and then learn how to cook over fire or charcoal. I know some people that use cast iron, all they use is briquettes. They know that this many briquettes in mm-hmm. this position gives them this temperature. I like wood.
Yeah. Whole different aroma, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And early on, whenever I started with the Dutch ovens, I had a thermometer, and okay, I learned this is how far I need to be from this fire to have this temperature, and now I know what mm-hmm. my temperature is going to be.
That's cool. And that's not winging it. That's just experience. Yeah.
That's experience.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I haven't actually done that cooking and baking over the fire like he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I can see that, and I'm already thinking about your oven for three loaves. Yeah, that's.
Are you an oven designer?
Not particularly, but what you need is a way to vent the heat around a chamber, and let the heat come up through and go around two sides and then out the top with that. And how you delay it is how you cause the temperature to increase.
Probably add coals to the top like you would at a Dutch oven.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
To cause that top heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To brown the top of the bread. You got to get the top of that bread brown. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. how you do it. Yeah. So.
Well, he may not sleep for another two or three nights while he designs this. I stay up worrying about typos in the magazine. Don stays up and designs things. I do a little more than stay up and worry about typos. I think about all the different people we're bringing to this event and how that's all coordinated.
Oh, yes.
And like we were talking before we went on air, when you see that bowl that someone gets served up from you guys, a lot of work went into the prior to that, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And we have no idea exactly how many people are going to come. So this is kind of an interesting, let's prepare for so many people. And I think, Mark, you'd said earlier that you'll cook as long as there's ingredients. So,
yep.
Yeah.
As long as there's ingredients and people that want to see cast iron cooking,
you're there,
I'm
huh?
I'm there.
Yeah. How many people, what's the largest number of people you've ever cooked for?
Probably about 25.
Yeah.
Like at a family,
yeah. family
gathering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. That was just putting your toe in the water when it comes to what we're hoping to have at the event.
Yeah, we're hoping to find that we are swamped and we run out of food.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier, you know, you really started cooking on cast iron because you were out camping and you wanted to get that whole feel. Where all have you guys camped? All over the country?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Colorado. Actually, cooking, we've done it in Colorado, Ohio, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan.
Yeah.
Like at campgrounds, do you generally go? Yeah. And I bet everybody else is out there doing a little bit of their own cooking, too. That probably is a tasty smell to ride through those campgrounds, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he said something earlier that was a mouthful. It's like if you've opened up and fired up your stove and your camper, you've already done a disservice.
Wrong. Well,
yes. There was one year it rained every single day, and he was out there cooking.
John goes out in our backyard and cooks on the grill no matter what the weather is. Yeah. I've seen him, you know, with ice hanging off his mustache, and he's going to cook.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and that's just the way it is. And I've cooked in thunderstorms. Not a problem. You'll dry.
Yeah. Food might get a little soggy, but no. Keep those lids on them and you're good to go.
That's right. Yep. You should never put anything on a grill that you can't cover. Yeah. So
is there anything else you want to tell someone about cast iron cooking that you might encourage them to give it a try?
My first exposure to cast iron was his parents had cast iron in their kitchen and was his mom was using it all the time. That's the first time I'd ever seen it used at all. And then later when we were camping and we were using the skillet over the fire, I thought, I want one of these in my kitchen. So we got one and I use it in the kitchen too.
When
so
the kids are little, that's
real even heat.
It is. And that's all we ever cooked with. And cleaning and taking care of is easy once you've done it. But you can be surprised how quickly they can rust if you don't take care of them properly.
Well, that's one of those situations where you have the kids do the dishes, and one of your cast iron skillets winds up in the dishwasher.
That's not good.
Nothing right about that.
No.
There's nothing right about that.
And you don't want to use heavy soaps on the cast iron, especially if it's hot. You don't want to put it in soapy water because it traps that soap in those pores as you contract them down while cooling it. And then you get to taste it for the next two or three meals.
That's right. Yeah. It's terrible. There's nothing worse than the taste of Dawn in cast iron.
Well, no, and I've actually, when that's happened, I've boiled it out. I've put hot water in, boiled that out, and then oiled it to make sure that flavor is the flavor of my choosing, not of the soap manufacturers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we are, we've just come to the end of our interview with Mark and Debbie, and we will make sure that we get out there April 8th.
Absolutely. So, folks, thanks for volunteering your efforts I actually invited you to do this, and you agreed.
Yeah. And we were camping when you sent the invitation.
That's right, you were. And then I think you even showed me pictures of, you know, come on down, you could eat this now. And I'm like, oh, we're in the middle of going to press. We can't come.
Yeah.
But our mouths did water at the pictures.
They did. Yeah. They did.
So, anyway, thanks so much, and we'll see you on the 8th.
Thank you.
Good.
And we're joined by Bill Johnson, who's one of the plutocrats at the Hills Fort demonstration.
What are we going to call that? Our own self-reliant weekend.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that's what you mentioned to me.
I mentioned that in the email.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, it's going to be the Hills Fort self-reliant weekend, because who else are you going to rely on in 1820?
Yeah, or before.
So we've been telling people that the fort is going to be open, and that's another perk of coming out to our self-reliant and sustainability home show. But we haven't told them everything that's going to be going on, so if you can elaborate, I'm sure they will be excited to hear.
Well, what's going to be going on is somewhat hopeful. Like I think I said in the email to you, I don't know if there's going to be two guys or 10 guys or whatever. We have some group that come from quite a distance, and they are the genuine article.
Oh, that's
cool. One of the guys, and I may have mentioned this in one of our other podcasts, was an extra. He and his buddy were extras in the film that was around the Civil War era of Field of Lost Shoes. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
I don't think you've told us that. So this is a...
Yeah,
this is
they were to be extras, and they were, I guess, quite extra because they didn't get in the film.
Too extra.
But these guys are just right off the page of history. You know, I try to keep my uniform neat and clean and everything. And Terry's britches, I don't think, have been laundered since he got them.
Oh, wow.
And they were there last fall at our main event, husband and wife and their little, I guess he's probably two and a half or something like that. And, of course, you know, we got rained out, mud all over the place. And he's out there in his little moccasins and breech cloth running around. And the next thing I look over by the gate, and he's headed out the south gate, hasn't got a stitch on. He was carrying too much mud, ran right out of his shoes, and everything else he was wearing. And folks just thought, well, that's natural.
Yep.
And probably back in the day, it was natural.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, as far as I know, they will be there with two or three guys. One of them depicts an Indian, and he does some beautiful beadwork and makes moccasins. So hopefully they were up about a month ago, and I can't remember the reason they all came up, but they camped in the cabin because it was pretty chilly that weekend. But the next day he helped one of the other guys make a pair of moccasins, and they look pretty good. Some of the other things, our captain texted me this morning, and he's excited.
Oh, cool.
He's wanting to know, is there straw out there in case we need it? Do we have plenty of firewood? And I said, yeah, no straw, but I know there's firewood. What are we going to do? So I started telling him, well, you know, I made this piece of or loaf of bread yesterday in the Dutch oven, and as you guys sampled a little bit ago. So that's one of my things. I want to do a loaf of bread and some other cooking. I'm not too sure what yet, but we'll probably be cooking off and on throughout the day and have a fire going and then make a little burner. And what did you call it earlier?
It's called a buddy burner.
Buddy burner, yeah. Made out of a couple tin cans and uses paraffin for a fire source. And while we're doing the paraffin, we'll be... If we get the buddy burner going, I'll melt some wax. And Jay and I both have candle molds, so I'm sure we'll make some candles.
Cool.
We'll have some weapons out there. And we've not fired the cannon yet this year, so we'll probably touch that off a couple times.
Well, you know, Bill, we were talking in an earlier podcast about having music out there for the home show. Yeah. And we wondered if you could line up the cannons to, you know, with the same rhythm of the music.
See, what was that one?
1812.
1812, yeah. That's right. Overture.
Yeah.
It is the serial that shot from guns. Boom, boom.
And, of course, we'll have the rope machines out there. We'll make some rope. I got a new machine here back, and I took it down to my daughter Whitney's fifth grade class last week and was in uniform and took my rope machine, and boy, we set the school on edge down there then, man. We had everybody's attention, and everybody wanted to make rope.
Of course they did.
And we accommodated a bunch. So let's see. And then hopefully there will be a number of the people from the Hills Fort Society itself to visit with your attendees in the, you know, in the cabins, because I'm not sure if there's enough of us and are that they know enough, some of our guys from, you know, a couple hundred miles away, whether they know it that much about
the history of everything,
of the fort and this and that. So it's going to be a good weekend, and I think they'll camp Friday and Saturday night.
That's
so
what we'll I was going to ask
whole,
you.
We'll be there the whole weekend.
That's so cool.
Well, and our actual home show goes from 9 to 4, so if folks are lingering around the area, they can pop on over after our home show, too, if they're if they've been attendees and can come on over and visit with you then.
And there's going to be a virtually an open jam after 4:30 or so, and I'm betting that...
Who's
going to
play over there?
Well, we've got Craig, and we've got Swamp, and
Swamp and
Bill Basilacqua. Yeah, and who else is going to be there?
Stacy Rose.
Stacy Rose.
Josh, I guess.
Yeah, Josh is
he's going to.
Josh is doing a Steel Wolves.
Steel Wolves Forge is who you're talking about with Josh.
Yeah. Josh Ranch.
Right. Yeah. So he'll be playing. And that's a nice part about this. When we brought the musicians in with the help of Taylor Steele, who is a musician and sells ads for the magazine, she's brought this group of people together. And we thought, you know, there's a lot of vendors that will be busy at our vendor tables and our event itself that still want to participate in music or just hear the music.
Yeah.
So we thought a little after the show jam session would be nice. So 4:30 to 6:30-ish, though you guys are all welcome to saunter over with guitars, too.
I don't know if anyone else plays. And, of course, I just play for my own amazement. You know, if it comes out right, I'm as amazed as anybody.
But I'm bummed.
And have somebody bring a jug over, empty or full, either
way. I don't know. That was one of the things our captain emailed. He wanted to know, or texted me, he wanted to know if Red Rosie was going to be there.
Well, I don't know Red Rosie.
Well, that's how I can remember the type of wine we look for. It's a red rosé. So we just, for short, call it Red Rosie. And I said, I'm sure she'll visit.
She'll
make a visit, and along with her sister. I don't know. And I said, I can't remember her sister's name.
Chardonnay?
He said Tammy Payne. Like for champagne.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a stretch, but we'll go there.
It is. I said I didn't know her, but
she's
welcome.
Everyone's welcome, huh, Bill?
Better than cold duck.
I think our guys are how we coordinated this the last couple of years. Our Rangers have just met the one time it was the very end of March, and then last year was just about the same time in April. And we just did some repairs on our equipment. I think we set up every tent that we had and checked them all over and made repairs and sewed things up here and there. And when you mentioned this several months ago, I thought, good opportunity for us to get together and
do it all again.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good blend because the people that will be coming to our event will be interested in what you guys can do and vice versa. So, like you said, it can't get more self-reliant than
that. And then some of our other events that we've been to in the past, especially like St. Charles Heritage Days, they've not had they didn't have it last year. And as far as we know, it's not going to happen this year. So we've got a little bit of a void to fill there, so kind of take that place.
Well, and when you say Rangers, and you say these folks are the real deal, for someone who's tuning in for the first time and is just learning about Hills Fort, those Rangers would be considered Illinois Rangers, Bill, from a group of men who do reenactments?
Yes, there were four companies of Rangers that were formed by
Territorial Legislature, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I can't remember the date now.
1815.
Yeah, something like that.
Took a little trip.
Well, that was another thing. Yeah. But anyway, there was four companies made. There's one group that work out of Fort Lamont over at Palestine. That's just east of Robinson, Illinois, over on the Wabash. There's another group down in the Centralia, Salem area, and another bunch way down in the southern part of Illinois. And I think we're probably as active as any of them. And we just haven't been able to pick a main trip this year yet. So maybe that'll be one thing that'll come out of our weekend out there. We sit around and throw the dart at the map and see where we're going to go. We're ready. Yeah. We just got to gather up our few little tools and what do they call that? Plunder?
Pillage and plunder.
Pillage and plunder. No, that's a different venue.
That's a different venue. Well, we're so glad that you guys are going to be a part of this. We're looking forward to being on the grounds of the American Farm Heritage Museum. And like you pointed out in the nice letter you wrote, we published in our March issue, that to see our event grow to this new vendor, venue and new size is a good fit for us. And we're hoping that new size will be replicated in the amount of people who show up to the event, too. So
get out there and tell your friends and neighbors.
That's right.
If you outgrow that one, I don't know where you're going.
If we outgrow that one, we're going to have to hire help.
Yeah, we got to hire something.
Yeah. Need a semi to haul it to the next place.
Yeah. And this is just, it's just a perfect fit. So we're so happy to be out there. So anyway, thanks so much for making our weekend weekend and vice versa. And we'll see you on the 8th.
All righty. Good deal.
Well, that kind of wraps it up for tonight. We want to make sure that you get your tickets in advance. If you want to save the $2.50, get your tickets in advance at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. You can get your tickets at Terra Mater Botanicals here in Greenville. You can also get tickets at Nudge Coffee Roasters in Highland. You can get tickets at the Sunshine House in Vandalia. And you can get your tickets at America's Groove Record Store at Village Square Mall in Effingham.
And you could purchase them online via our website, owlcreekgazette.com. Those tickets in advance will be sold through Friday. Come Saturday morning, no more tickets in advance.
No more tickets in advance.
It has to be at the door. And it's still only $10. So it's a bargain. Yeah, either way.
It's a bargain anyway.
That's right.
And the lunch prices are going to be, low. We've decided, I think, even then that it's going to only be what, $5?
Tentatively, we've got $5. We're assessing, reassessing all the ingredients and working with Mark and Debbie about that. But that's what we're thinking, $5 for a bowl of super stew and a piece of bread.
Right.
And then you can purchase your teas, coffees, drinks, salads
separately.
Yeah. So
all of that's taken care of.
Yeah. So this is our last episode before the big show. So we think we've done justice to all the people that are participating, in the sense that we've tried to promote them as best we can. We're excited and enthused about their participation. We're really looking forward to a wonderful day. So anyway, come on out. Join us at the American Farm Heritage Museum, 9 to 4. And then you can say you had something to crow about.
Absolutely. Y'all take care now.
Good night.
Bye-bye.